when you were young, brotherhood meant sharing secret and wonderful adventures. Or enjoying the luxury of just going fishing. And then there were the times when you and your brother had a slight difference of opinion. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What are you reading? Something new?
Something old. Quotations from the Arabic. I found it when I was cleaning the bookshelf. Your Uncle Harry gave us this book 10 years ago on our anniversary.
Oh, I remember that. We were expecting a check.
Ward, listen to this. The love of a man for a woman will wither and fade and grow old. But the love of brother for brother will last till the sands of the desert grow cold. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, I didn't quite get the full effect, dear. Their boys are fighting upstairs.
But the love of brother for brother will last till the sands of the desert grow cold.
That's very nice, dear. But if you're going to quote brotherly love, I think you should get Wally and the Beaver to cooperate.
Do you think they're fighting?
Well, either that or they're taking the door off their closet to make a surfboard again.
How can you sit there calmly with two brothers fighting upstairs?
All brothers fight. Even Arabian brothers. I remember my brother and I used to fight like cats and dogs. Once he bounced a rock right off the top of my head. Had to take 5 stitches in it.
Your brother did that? Well, I can hardly believe it.
Come think of it, you're right. It was my sister.
Are you just going to sit there and let this go on?
Well, it's perfectly normal, June. It's happened before, it'll happen again.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. Brothers fighting. And if you're going to sit there and be so indifferent, I'm going to go up there and put a stop to it once and for all.
Oh, dear, if you think I failed, by all means, have a go at it yourself.
I didn't touch your junky old airplane.
It's not a junky old airplane. You took it out of my drawer.
I didn't take it.
You did too. You're always wrecking my stuff.
Let go of me! Let go of me!
Wally! Wally, you let him up this minute.
If I do, he'll kick me again.
You bet I'll kick you again!
Come on now. Stop!
Stop it!
Now stop it!
Mom, he took my jet airplane. I worked on it for a whole week.
I did not. And anyways, it wasn't any good. When I sealed out the window, it didn't even fly.
So you did? Oh, now stop. You boys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I wasn't doing anything, Mom. And he just came in here and started punching me.
It was all his fault. Why did I have to get him for a brother anyway?
Wally, you're very lucky to have a brother. Lots of boys don't have this advantage.
That'd be all right with me.
Me too.
Well, I guess all of this bickering and fighting will stop soon enough when Wally goes away.
Wally's going somewhere?
Well, he's going to start to high school next year. And then he'll be leaving for college.
Oh, boy, I'll get the whole room to myself.
Yes, Beaver, you will. All to yourself. Wally'll be going away making new friends while you'll hardly see him at all anymore.
It can't happen soon enough for me.
Me too.
Now, I've had enough of this, and it's going to stop. Now, both of you are going to sit down, and you're going to write out a promise that you're going to start acting like brothers. It's going to be a friendship pact. You're going to start doing things together and enjoying things together. Now, do it right now.
Oh, gee, do we have to?
Right now. And don't either one of you leave this room until you've done it. I, Theodore Cleaver, promise not to hit my brother anymore and to do things together with him because he is my brother. There. Now, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, he may have been a little confused, but at least the spirit's there.
At least I got him to sign a friendship pact.
Seems to me I recall signing a pact like that with my sister. Just before she hit me in the head with the rock.
Now, you're just taking this attitude because it's my idea. You never like my suggestions.
Why, June, that's not true. You come up with some brilliant suggestions. This just doesn't happen to be one of them, that's all.
Well, at least I did something about it. I got Wally and the Beaver to write out a friendship pact. Now, don't you worry about it. It'll work.
Look, June, friendship is something you simply cannot force. Look, you remember that circus gorilla, Gargantua? They sent all the way to Africa for another gorilla. Brought him over here, put him in a cage together, and they practically tore each other apart.
Are you comparing my two babies with gorillas?
Of course not. I was merely using that as an illustration.
You practically called them apes.
I did not.
It's a fine thing for a father to say.
I didn't say it. And I think we'd better drop the subject right now before we need a friendship pact ourselves.
Now don't touch the sideburns. Leave enough on top so I can comb it forward. And don't take too much off the back.
Your father called and told me how to cut it.
Oh. Hi, Wally. Hi, Chester. Hey, Stanley, did my mother call about my haircut?
No, not this week.
Good. Don't touch the sideburns. Leave enough on the top where I can comb it forward and leave it long in the back. I want a duck tail. Hey, Wally, what are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing much, Chester. Why?
Well, my father's got tickets for that football game. You want to come along?
Gee, yeah, that's going to be a swell game.
We'll pick you up about 2 o'clock.
It's great.
Hey, can I bring my brother?
I'm supposed to.
The Beaver? Well, we only got 3 tickets.
Well, I guess I can't make it.
My father's going to take us back to meet the coach. He and him went to school together.
I'm fooling.
Chester, what time you say you'd pick me up?
2 o'clock.
It's a deal.
Well, what about your brother?
Well, I think I can ditch him.
There she is. Arrived this morning. Genuine Cape Cod dinghy.
Boy, that's keen.
Yep. Got her in the water down in Miller's Pond right now. Man couldn't help but catch fish with a boat like that.
Yeah. Wally says you gotta get out in the deep spots where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, a fella came in with one, that long. You know, I never did like to fish alone.
I know, Gus. Me neither.
Of course, this Cape Cod dinghy's only got room for a man and a half.
A man and a half?
Yeah. Now, just where would a fella go to get a half a man?
Gee, I don't know, Gus.
Hey, I was looking right at you, Beaver. You might just fit them requirements.
Oh, boy. Would you take me fishing? Would you, Gus?
Well, like I say, I don't like to fish alone. Of course, you'd have to ask your father and mother. Now, could you meet me here at the firehouse about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Sure, I'll bring my pole and...
What's the matter, Beaver?
As long as I bring my pole, can I bring my brother Wally? We're supposed to do things together.
Well, I'd like to have him, but like I say, this here Cape Cod dinghy only holds a man and a half. I figure with you and your brother, that adds up to about 2 1/4. We could really get out in the deep spots where they are.
Okay, Gus. I'll be here around 2 o'clock.
Good. Sorry about your brother. Just ain't got room, that's all.
That's okay. I guess I can duck away. See you tomorrow, Gus.
Well, now, son, that's what I call a sensible haircut. You really showed good judgment. Yes, sir. June, don't you think that...
Dad... Stanley told me about your calling ahead of time.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I did mention it to him.
Well, what have you two boys got planned for over the weekend?
Well, I'm going to go... Nothing.
What are you going to do, Wally?
Who, me? Oh, I don't guess I'm going to do nothing either.
Yeah. Me and Wally aren't going to do nothing together, aren't we, Wally? Because we got a pack.
Yeah, we got a pack.
Well, I think it's very sweet.
Since you two brothers are working together as a team, how about taking out some of the dishes?
Oh, sure, Dad.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Thank you. Well, did you ever see two brothers get along better together?
No.
Did you ever see two boys more anxious to be with each other?
No.
Then what's bothering you?
I keep thinking about that book.
Quotations from the Arabic?
No. All Quiet on the Western Front. Pass the cream, dear. Where have the boys gone this morning?
Nowhere. They're up in their room.
Oh, I never slept this late on a Saturday before.
They're not sleeping, they're playing. Together.
Well, they can't be playing, June. Look, the walls are not shaking, plaster's not falling. No, they must be asleep.
Dear, you're forgetting. They signed a pact, love of brother for brother.
Seems to me I recall you got another pretty sincere promise out of them a while back about keeping their room straightened up.
Well, you have to admit it did look better for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, then we found out why. They'd been throwing their dirty laundry out on the roof.
But this time, Ward, what I told them about brothers loving each other is going to work. Now, you're always too logical. I used a tender approach. A woman gets results using her heart, not her head.
Oh, now, June, that simply doesn't hold up. A man's head's always been softer than a woman's heart. Well, that didn't come out quite right, but I think you got what I meant.
Oh, yes, I did. Well, don't you worry about this pack. It's going to work.
Okay. Carry on. I have to take the car down and get the battery recharged.
Well, that's 6 games I won.
Yeah. It's real fun playing with your brother.
Yeah. Say, Beaver, are you sure you don't have anything to do today?
Not unless it's with you. It says so in the pack.
Yeah, but if you got anything special to do, you go right ahead and do it.
Not me. I wouldn't break the pack.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have anything special to do, you go right ahead and do it.
What are you trying to do? Get me in trouble? You just want me to break the pack so you can squeal to Mom.
No, I don't.
Wally?
Yeah, Mom?
Telephone.
Be right there. Now we'll pick you up at 2:00 for the football game. Yeah, sure. Oh, and my dad says to wear a jacket. We might go to dinner after we meet the coach. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Gotcha.
Who is that, Wally?
Where? Oh, you mean on the phone?
Yes, I mean on the phone.
Just somebody that called up.
What did he want?
Well, you know how it is. Guys are always calling you up.
I know. But who was the guy that called you up?
How would I know? So long ago, I forget.
Yeah. What time is it, Wally?
Almost 12.
Wally, are you in here?
Beaver, are you in there?
Hi, Wally.
Where were you going?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was going out on the roof to practice fishing.
Oh, you were going out on the roof and practice fishing, huh?
Yeah. What are you doing with a pet and jacket? Practicing for football?
Now look, Beef, you don't have to kid around with me. If you've got someplace you want to go, you just say so and we'll forget about the pack.
Oh, no, you squeal on me. Anyway, we sign it in blood.
That was red ink.
You said it was the same thing.
Okay, we'll stick to the pack.
Hi. Did you get the battery recharged?
No, I didn't have to. They sold me a new one.
Always do.
How are the boys? Have they recovered their normal antagonism for each other?
Not at all. They've had a wonderful time together all morning. I haven't heard a word out of them.
Must be coming down with colds.
What time is it now?
20 at 2.
Aren't you hot in that jacket?
No. Hey, Beaver, aren't you supposed to take a nap on Saturday?
Sometimes.
Well, I'll go downstairs so I don't disturb you.
Downstairs? You're just trying to sneak away.
No, I'm not. To prove it, I'll stay up here and take a nap with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no, Tom, I haven't heard anything about it. Oh, the boys know. Well, yeah, sure, fine. Now, okay, goodbye. That was Tom Anderson. He says that he and Chester are supposed to take Wally to a football game this afternoon.
Oh, he must be mistaken. Wally and the Beaver are planning to spend the whole day together. Ward, you don't suppose they're going back on their agreement?
No, don't lose your confidence. He probably made the date before you gave him your speech on brotherly love.
To sneak off and go fishing.
Me? Go fishing? But Wally, we had a deal.
Oh, Beaver, Lieutenant Gus, the fireman's downstairs to see you.
To see me, Dad?
Yeah, he says you have a date to go fishing.
Fishing? I don't remember making a date, and anyways, I can't go. I don't think I feel so good.
I see. Well, you just take it easy. I'll tell him.
Well, you little snake. You had a date to go fishing all the time. You were going to go off and leave me stuck with a pack. I ought to tell Mom on you.
What was that?
Nothing. That was another nothing.
Somebody's hunking for somebody.
Hey, Hey, Beaver, don't you know it's not polite to stare out of windows?
Wally!
It's Chester and Mr. Anderson. I wonder what they want.
Search me.
Hey, Wally! Hurry up, we'll be late for the football game!
I can't go.
Wally, it looks like we're both a couple of sneaks, doesn't it?
Oh, Ward, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I love liverwurst.
Oh, I mean the boys, the way they've gotten along today. They've spent the whole day together in their room.
Oh, they sure have. The whole day.
Now, why do you say it like that? You're always so cynical.
Well, if you'd had a sister who bounced rocks off your head every hour, on the hour, you'd be cynical, too.
Hey, Beaver, get your feet off my bed.
It's half my bed.
Well, then get your feet on your own half.
I don't want to.
Now, look, Beav, don't give me any trouble. You made me miss a good football game.
You made me miss going fishing with Gus.
I don't care. Get your feet off.
Make me.
Ow!
The sound you just heard signals the end of the Brotherhood Pact.
Well, they're fighting.
Uh-huh.
But why?
Well, Wally was going to the football game with Chester Anderson, and Beaver was going fishing with Lieutenant Gus.
Oh, but after they signed the pact and they promised...
Let go of my hair!
I never, brother, wanted to have to be an ape like you.
Oh, Ward, I've just failed as a parent.
Well, from the sound of things, I'd say they were succeeding as children. Miss Mustard.
Oh, Ward... Well, please do something. They'll hurt each other.
Well, I always felt these things sort of work themselves out. But if you insist...
Thank you, dear.
And Ward, you have my promise. I'll never listen to another Arab again.
Hi, Gus.
Oh, it's you, Beaver. You stood me up yesterday.
I didn't mean to stood you up, Gus.
Well, you see, Gus, it was kind of my fault.
Yeah, me and Wally had to stay home and have a fight.
Don't tell me you two fellas don't like each other.
Well, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't.
But it all evens up.
Uh-huh. You know, fellas, I was just thinking about that new Cape Cod dinghy of mine. It's sitting down there in Miller's Pond right now, sitting there all by itself.
Thinking of going fishing, Gus?
No. I gotta hang around here. Never tell when this whole town might go up in flames.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I was just thinking, Beaver, you and your brother just might make a man and a half in that boat and still leave room for the fish.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Wally?
Sure, Beav. Thanks a lot, Gus. Let's go home and get our poles.
Thank you.